does you persuade me not. I will make a Star Chamber matter of it. If he were 20 Sir John Falstaff, he shall not abuse Robert Shallow, Esquire.
In the county of Gloucester, justice of peace and quorum.
Aye, Cousin Slender and Custerlorum.
Aye, and Ratalorum too, and a gentleman born, Master Parson, who writes himself Armigero. In any bill, warrant, quittance, or obligation, Armigero.
Aye, that I do, and have done any time these 300 years.
All his successors gone before him have done, and all his ancestors that come after him, they may give the dozen white louses in their coat.
It is an old curse.
A dozen white louses? Do become an old court well. It agrees well, passant. It is a familiar beast to man, and signifies love.
The loose is the fresh fish, the salt fish is an old cod.
I may quarter, cuz.
You may, by marrying.
It is marring, indeed, if he quarter it.
Not a whit.
Oh, yes, Perlady. If he has a quarter of your court, there is but three skirts for yourself, in my simple conjecture. But that is all one. If Sir John Falstaff have committed disparagements to you, I am of the church, and will be glad to do my benevolence to make atonements and compromises between you.
The council shall hear it. It is a riot.
It is not beat the council hear a riot. There is no fear of God in a riot. The council, look, you shall desire to hear the fear of God, and not to hear a riot. Take your vizaments in that.
Oh, my life. If I were young again, the sword should end it.
It is better that friends is the sword and end it. And there is also another device in my brain, which peradventure brings good discretions with it. There is Anne Page, which is daughter to Master Thomas Page, which is pretty virginity.
Mistress Anne Page, she has brown hair and speaks more like a woman.
It is that very person for all the world, as just as you will desire. And 700 pounds in monies and gold and silver is her grandsire upon his deathbed. God deliver to a joyful resurrection. Give... when she is able to overtake 17 years old. It were a good motion if we leave our pribbles and prabbles and desire a marriage between Master Abraham and Mistress Anne Page.
Did her grandsire leave her 700 pounds?
Aye, and her father is maker of petapenny.
I know the young gentlewoman. Oh, she has good gifts.
700 pounds and possibilities is good gifts.
Well, let us see, honest Master Page. Is Falstaff there?
Shall I tell you a lie? I do despise a liar as I do despise one that is false, or as I despise one that is not true. The knight Sir John is there, and I beseech you, be ruled by your well-willers. I will beat the door for Master Page. What ho? God bless your house here.
Who's there?
Here is God's blessing on your friend, and Justice Shallow, and here young Master Slender. That peradventure shall tell you another tale, if matters grow to your liking.
I am glad to see your worships well. I thank you for my villain, Master Shallow.
Master Page, I am glad to see you. Much good do it your good heart. I wish your venison better. It was ill-killed.
Oh, no.
How doth good Mistress Page?
Well, I
thank you always with my heart, love, with my heart.
Sir, I thank you.
Sir, I thank you. By yea and no, I do.
I am glad to see you, good Master Slender.
How does your fellow greyhound, sir? I heard say he was outrun on Copsall.
It could not be judged, sir.
Oh, you'll not confess. Oh, you'll not confess.
That he will not. Tis your fault. Tis your fault. Tis a good dog.
A curse, sir.
Sir, he's a good dog and a fair dog. Can there be more said? He is good and fair.
Well...
is Sir John Falstaff here?
Sir, he is within, and I could do a good office between you.
It is spoke as a Christian ought to speak.
He hath wronged me, Master Page.
Sir, he doth in some sort confess it.
If it be confessed, it is not redressed. Is not that so, Master Page? He hath wronged me, indeed he hath, and a word he hath. Believe me, Robert Shallow, Esquire, thus he is wrong.
Here comes Sir John.
Ah, Master Shallow, you complain of me to the king?
Right. You have beaten my men, killed my deer, and broke open my lodge.
But not kissed your keeper's daughter.
Then this shall be answered.
I will answer it straight. I've done all this. That is now answered.
The council shall know of this.
Twere better for you if it were known in council. You'll be laughed at.
Poke the barber, Sir John. Good work.
Good words, good cabbage. Slender, I broke your head. What matter of you against me?
Marry, sir, I have matter in my head against you and against your coney-catching rascals, Bardolph, Nim, and Pistol. They carried me to the tavern and made me drunk and afterwards picked my pocket.
You vambly cheat!
Oh, it is no matter.
Oh, no, my pistol horse!
It is no matter. Lies, I say.
Poker, poker.
Lies, that's my you. Wait, simple, my man. Can you tell, cousin?
Please, I pray you. Now, let us understand.
There is three umpires in this matter, as I understand. That is Master Page, the illicit Master Page, and there is myself, the illicit myself, and the three party is lastly and finally mine host of the gutter.
Yes, we three do hear it and end it between.
Very good. I will make a proof of it in my notebook, and we will afterwards work upon the cause with as great discreetly as we can.
He hears with ears.
The devil understand what phrase is this, he hears with ear. Why, it is affectation.
Pistol, did you pick Master Slender's purse?
Aye, by these gloves, did he, or I would I might never come in my own right chamber again else. Of seven groats in mill sixpences and two Edward shovel boards that cost me 2 shillings and 2 pence apiece of yeast miller by these gloves.
Is this true, Pistol?
No, it is false, if it is a thick purse.
No, monk and foreigner!
Sir John and Master Mine, I combat challenge of this Latin Bilbo. Word of denial in thy labyrinth here. Word of denial! Robins come the riot!
Oh, by these mountains with thee.
I be advised, sir, and pass good humours. I'll say marry trap with you if you run the knuckle-up humour with me. That's the very note of it.
Oh, by this hat, then he and the red face had it. Although I cannot remember what I did when you made me drunk, yet I'm not altogether an ass.
What to you, Scarlet and John?
I say, for my part, I see the gentleman had drunk himself out of his 5 senses.
It is his 5 senses. Try what the ignorance is.
And being fat, sir, was, as they say, cashiered, and so conclusions past the conveyors.
Ah, you spake in Latin then, too. Oh, but it's no matter. I'll ne'er be drunk whilst I live again, but in honest, civil, godly company for this trick. If I be drunk, I'll be drunk with those that have the fear of God and not with drunken knaves.
So, God judge me, that is a virtuous mind.
You hear all these matters tonight, gentlemen, you hear it.
Nay, daughter, carry the wine in, we'll drink with it.
Oh, Emily, this is Mistress Ann Page.
How now, Mistress Ford?
Mistress Ford, by my truth, you're very well met. By your leave, good mistress.
Wife, bid these gentlemen welcome.
Oh, you are welcome indeed.
Come, we have a hot venison pasty to dinner. Come, gentlemen, I hope we shall drink down all untimely.
I'd rather than 40 shillings I have my book of songs and sonnets here. How now, Simple, where have you been? I must wait to myself, must I? You've not the book of riddles about you, have you?
Book of riddles? Why, did you not lend it to Alice Shortcake upon All Hallow Mass last? A fortnight before Michaelmas.
Come, cuz, we stay for you. A word with you, cuz, married this cuz. That is a steward, a tender, a kind of tender made afar off by Sir Hugh here. Do you understand me?
I say you shall find me reasonable. If it be so, I shall do that is reason.
Nay, but understand.
What shall I do, sir?
Give ear to his motions, Master Slender. I will description the matter to you, if you be capacity of it.
Nay, I will do as my cousin Shallow said. I pray you pardon me. He's a justice of peace in his country, Simple though I stand here.
But that is not the question. The question is concerning your marriage.
Aye, there's the point, sir.
Marry, is it the very point of it to Mistress Anne Page?
Why, if it be so, I will marry her upon any reasonable demand.
But can you affection the woman? Let us command to know that of your mouth or of your lips. For divers philosophers hold that the lips is parcel of the mouth. Therefore, precisely, can you carry your goodwill to the maid?
Cousin Abraham Slender, can you love her?
I hope, sir, I will do as it shall become one that would do reason.
Nay, God's lords and his ladies, you must speak positively if you carry her your desires towards her.
That you must. Will you, upon good dowry, marry her?
I would do a greater thing than that upon your request, cousin, in any reason.
Nay, conceive me, sweet cuz. What I do is to pleasure you, cuz. Can you love the maid?
I will marry her, sir, at your request. But if there be no great love in the beginning, yet heaven may decrease it upon better acquaintance when we are married and have more occasion to know one another. I hope upon familiarity we'll grow more content. But if you say marry her, I will marry her. That I am freely dissolved and dissolutely.
It is a very discretion answer. Say if the fall is in the word dissolutely. The word is, according to our meaning, resolutely. His meaning is good.
I think my cousin meant well.
Aye, or else I would have might be hanged, lah.
Here comes fair Mistress Page. Would I were young for your sake, Mistress Anne.
The dinner is on the table. My father desires your worship's company.
I will wait upon him, fair Mistress Anne.
On blessed will, I will not be absent at the grace.
Would it please your worship to come in, sir?
No, thank you, forsooth, heartily. Very well.
Well, the dinner attends you, sir.
I'm not hungry. Thank you, forsooth. Go, sirrah. For all you are my man, go wait upon my cousin Shallow. A justice of peace sometime may be beholding to his friend for a man. I keep but 3 men and a boy yet till my mother be dead. But what though? Yet I live like a poor gentleman born.
I may not go in without your worship. They will not sit till you come.
Thanks, I'll eat nothing. I thank you as much as though I did.
I pray you, sir, walk in.
I'd rather walk here, I thank you. I bruised my shin the other day with playing at sword and dagger with a master of fence, three bennies for a dish of stewed prunes, and I with my ward defending my head, he hocked my shin, and by my troth, I cannot abide the smell of hot meat tins. Why do your dogs bark so? Be there bears in the town?
I think there are, sir. I heard them talking.
Oh, I love the sport well, but I shall as soon quarrel at it as any man in England. You are afraid if you see the bear loose, are you not?
Aye, indeed, sir.
Ha ha, that's meat and drink to me now. I've seen Sackerson loose 20 times and have taken him by the chain, but I warrant you the women have so cried and shrieked that it passed. But women indeed cannot abide them, they are very ill favoured rough things.
Ah, come, gentle Master Slender, come, we stay for you.
I'll eat nothing, I thank you, sir.
By cock and pie, you shall not choose, sir. Come, come.
Nay, pray you lead the way.
Oh, come on, sir.
Mistress Anne, yourself shall go first.
Good aye, sir, pray you, keep on.
Well, truly, I will not go first, truly, love. I will not do you that wrong.
I pray you, sir.
I'd rather be unmannerly than troublesome. You do yourself wrong, indeed, sir.
And there dwells one Mr. Squickley, which is in the manner of his nurse, or his dry nurse, or his cook, or his laundry, his washer, and his ringer.
Well, sir.
Nay, it is better yet. Give her this letter, for it is a woman that altogether is acquaintance with Mistress Anne Page, and the letter is to desire and require her to solicit your master's desires to Mistress Anne Page. Pray you be gone. I will make an end of my dinner. There's pickings and cheers to come.
Mine host of the gutter.
Sit, my bully rook. Speak scholarly and wisely.
Truly, mine host, I must turn away some of my followers.
Guard, bully Hercules, cashier, let him wag.
I sit at £10 a week.
Thou art an emperor, Caesar, Kaiser, and
so
I will entertain Bardolf. He shall draw, he shall tap. He said, I will, bully Hercules.
Do so, good mine host.
I have spoke, let him follow. Bardolf, let me see these broth and lime. Come in a word, follow.
Bardolf, follow him. A taps is a good trade. An old cloak makes a new jerkin, a withered serving man a fresh tapster. Go, adieu.
Oh, it is a life that I have desired. I will thrive.
Base Hungarian white, will thou the spigot wield?
He was gotten in drink, tis not the humour can stick.
I'm glad him so acquit of his tinderbox. His thefts were too open. His filching was like an unskillful singer. He kept not time.
The good humour is to steal at a minute's rest.
Convey the wise, it calls. Steal for a figo for the face.
Well, sirs, I'm almost out of the heel.
Why, then, let Clive's and see.
Well, there is no remedy. I must coney catch. I must shift.
Young ravens must have food.
Which of you know Ford of this town?
Oh. I can, the white. He is of substance. Oh, good.
My honest lads, I will tell you what I'm about.
2 yards and more.
No quips now, Pistol. Indeed, I am in the waist 2 yards about, but I am now about no waist. I'm about thrift. Briefly, I do mean to make love to Ford's wife. I spy entertainment in her. She discourses, she carves. She gives the leer of invitation. I can construe the action of her familiar style. And the hardest voice of her behavior, to be English rightly, is, I am Sir John Falstaff.
He has studied her well and translated her will of honesty into English.
The anchor is deep. Will that humor pass?
Now, the report goes, she has all the rule of her husband's purse. He hath a legion of angels.
As many devils, entertain and do her, boy, say I.
The humour rises, it's good humour me, the angel.
I've written me here a letter to her, and here another to Page's wife, who even now gave me good eyes to examine my parts with most judicious weards. Sometimes the beam of her view gilded my foot. Sometimes my portly belly.
Then did the sun on dunghill shine.
I thank you for that humour.
Oh, she did so course o'er my exterior, with such a greedy intention, that the appetite of her eye did seem to scorch me up like a burning glass. Here's another letter to her. She bears the purse, too.
Oh.
She's a regent in Guiana, all gold and bunty. I will be chiefest to them both, and they shall be exchequers to me. They shall be my East and West Indies, and I will trade to them both. No! Bear thou this letter to Mistress Page, and thou this to Mistress Ford.
Huh?
We will thrive, lads, we will thrive.
Shall I, Sir Pandarus of Troy, become, and by my side wear steel? Then Lucifer take all.
I will run no base humours. Here, take the humour letter. I will keep the aviar of reputation.
Hold! Sirrah. Bear you these letters tightly. Sail like my pinnace to these golden shores. Rogues, hence, avaunt. Vanish like hailstones. Go, trudge, pluck away the whole seek shelter pack. Falstaff will learn the honour of the age. French thrift, you rogues. Myself and cursed
page! That vulture's gripe thy guts! For good and full of holes and high and low beguiles rich and poor. That's the right I have in pouch when thou shalt lack this Phrygian Turk!
I have operations which be humours of revenge.
Wilt thou revenge?
By welkin and her star.
With wit or steel?
With both the humours, I will discuss the humour of this love to fall.
Ha! And I to page shall eke unfold how Falstaff, varlet vile, his dung will prove, his gold will hold, and his soft couch defile.
My humour shall not cool. I will incense Paul to deal with poison. I will possess him with yellowness, for the result of mind is dangerous. That is my true humour.
Thou art the mars of malcontent. Yes. I second thee, Trupon!